This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Without further ado, I don't want to waste the man's time. He's a busy man. He is the general manager of your Kansas City Royals, joining us live at the Urban Youth Academy. Dave Moore here with us today. How are you doing today,
sir? Great, guys. What's going on?
You like the commissioner of this whole wiffle ball situation out here?
I'm the commissioner. I want as least responsibility as possible.
We were thinking about batting you cleanup on Fesco's Fiasco. What do you think?
There you go. All right. Well, you know, I grew up playing wiffle ball, probably like each and every one of you. So.
Yeah, absolutely. We would cut the cover off a baseball and take all the yarn out of it and then put it back in there and sew it back up with, like, upholstery thread. And then with our wiffle ball bats, we'd cut the top off and put, like, a golf shaft in there and stuff it with newspaper.
My goodness.
We could throw more junk with the ball and you could hit it farther, too.
You guys were analytics before there was...
Yeah, we were going crazy. You only got two strikes, though, and you didn't have to run. Those were our rules. But I think everybody had different rules for wiffle ball,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true. No, it's good. No, this is a great event, and, you know, we're really looking forward to it. You know, last year... was our inaugural event. We had one day at Joe Ungashek's house. He turns his front yard into a wiffle ball stadium, if you will. It's really neat.
Yeah.
And you know, this year we're going to do 3 days and 2 days here at the Urban Youth Academy. We have a lot of different things going on, and certainly Saturday morning we will, you know, conclude at Joe's front yard again.
Nice. I'm sure his wife's on board with that then, right? If you're going to tear up the front yard and play wiffle ball out there.
It's a community event. I know Joe makes it available to, you know, the entire neighborhood throughout the year.
Oh, so that's great.
It's kind of neat.
Right now we're talking to the Royals general manager, Dayton Moore. Dayton, this is like a really weird introspective question. Not many people think about themselves in this context of, you've accomplished and done a lot of great things over your career and in Kansas City. Where would you rank the accomplishment of this building that you have this dream, you came up with the blueprint for, you worked with a lot of people together, and now to sit and overlook part of, I mean, you were a big part of why this was built. How would you rank this among the accomplishments that you've had in your time in Kansas City?
Well, first of all, it's we and it's us. I mean, it's our entire community, you know, coming together and supporting, you know, this academy. You know, the truth of the matter is, you know, our C in the Major Leagues Foundation, we had put together a proposal to have a baseball academy where we would come alongside of young boys and young girls and just try to grow the game in our own small way. And it was actually the summer, July of 2014 when I was at the Urban Youth Academy in Compton, California, ran into Daryl Miller. We start talking about the possibility of having an Urban Youth Academy in Kansas City. It's something that we'd talked about here with our front office. But at the time, there was a transition period that was occurring in Major League Baseball's front office. Commissioner Selig was stepping aside. Commissioner Manfred was on the horizon there. And they were really reevaluating the usefulness of these academies. And so... We pushed, we made our proposal, we went to New York, we pushed a little bit more, and we talked about the importance of having a facility right here in the heart of our country, next to the Negro Leagues Museum. We know what an important part of this area is to Kansas City, the 18th and Vine District, and so it was just a great match. And, of course, Mayor James jumped on board right away. And without him really being the one that said, let's get this thing done. And, of course, Mr. Glass was very supportive as well. So, again, it's a collection of a lot of people doing some great work. Kyle Venna in our front office has really kind of spearheaded a lot of the day-to-day operations and making sure that, you know, this is possible. But Carolyn Watley, who, you know, headed up our fundraising committee, she did an amazing job, but you know, we couldn't do it without the great support of the people of Kansas City, and it's an amazing place. It's going to continue to grow. We've got so many different things planned. You know, this fall, you know, this summer was a success. We've got after school programs and going to be able to come alongside a lot of boys, a lot of girls, a lot of young people, a lot of families in this area. But the bigger vision, the greater vision, is to how can we bridge the gap, the divide that exists between the urban, the suburban, and rural parts of Kansas City. We want to use baseball and softball as a way to unite young people, different backgrounds, different races, different education backgrounds, you know, the whole gamut, and just bring people together through the game of baseball and softball.
So we're talking to Royals general manager Dayton Moore. I mean, you know, I think people identify you with the general manager of the Kansas City Royals, but you got a lot more on your plate than just trying to figure out who's going and who's staying at the trade deadline, right?
Well, you know what? It's all encompassing. Look, yeah. if you, again, the spirit of our entire front office from the time we came here to Kansas City was, yes, put a great product on the field, do our best to put the best team we can on the field each and every night, but we also want to make sure that young people get a chance to enjoy this game, and we want to continue to grow the game. And when I spoke to our team October 16th in 2014, after we had just swept the Baltimore Orioles, and I told our team, and I congratulated them on, yes, going to the World Series, first time in 29 years the Royals are back to the World Series. That's great. But what we're most proud of is the fact that you all understood, you players understood, that players had came along before you. You understood that there was a successful model here in Kansas City, and you committed to that model, and you've now grown the game in Kansas City, and you've ensured that other players are going to get the opportunity to follow what you've accomplished. And so that's what it's about. We're just trying to make something better.
Dayton, on the show over the last couple of days, just because of the All-Star break, we've been kind of celebrating the accomplishments of the 2014 and 2015 Royals by playing classic innings from the run. I'm going to be a little bit selfish here. My favorite half inning that we played so far was the inning in Game 4 of the ALDS against the Houston Astros. Just, if there was a 20-minute stretch you can show anybody and say, yeah, this was the Royals during that run, that would be the inning. I don't think I've ever heard you tell the story of where you were when you watched it, the emotions you felt heading into the inning, and just the gambit of emotions of then seeing how that inning transpired. I believe it was top of the eighth in Houston, where Carlos Correa had the air.
You know, actually, I was down in the clubhouse, you know, watching the game, and, you know, our players actually were back and forth as well, and a lot of times the players will gravitate towards, you know, in the clubhouse to watch the game on TV. They can see pitch location, etc. And so, you know, we were down in the clubhouse, and you know, we could really feel the momentum, you know, when, especially when Drew Butera had that at bat.
It's a hell of an at bat, wasn't it? That
it
walk,
really, it really was. And so he had that at bat. I mean, we could just feel the momentum, and we knew as a group that we were going to win that baseball game, you know, when that happened.
I mean, I get goosebumps even thinking about it. I mean, I was there dating in Houston for that game.
Yeah.
And it was phenomenal. What is your favorite inning or half inning of that run in 14 or 2015? Because we've played a bunch of them over the last couple of days. We're going to play some more today.
You know, Brad, I don't reflect a whole lot on it, I can tell you. I mean, I remember in 2014 the last play with Holly on the mound, and, you know, the ground ball to Moustakas, and, you know, we 5-3 closed that game out, and we were going to the World Series. And I remember standing in the tunnel, and you know, with Mr. Glass and Kevin Ulick, and Dan was down there as well, and just watching our players celebrate. I mean, that was an amazing time. But, you know, I don't reflect a whole lot on it. I mean, I don't wear rings. I don't think about it on a continuous basis, because we've got so much work to do each and every day. We have a greater vision for this team and this franchise as we move forward. We're as motivated as we've ever been. And, you know, we had a conference call 2 weeks ago now. And I talked to everybody in our organization, from the Dominican Summer League all the way up to the Major League team, all of the support staff, the medical people, the clubhouse people. And what I simply said to them is, look, we're never going to forget, or nobody can ever take away, the attendance that we have drawn, the television ratings, the fact that from 2011 to 2017, we had more Gold Glove winners than anybody in baseball, small market team. More All-Stars from 2013 to 2017 than anybody in baseball. and the fact that we were the first small market team in this modern era to win a World Series and go back-to-back. And so that is forever cemented in Royals history. However, we need to simply use that as a platform and springboard on to do something much better. I mean, if I, as we sit here today and how this team has performed, I mean, we're a little disgusted, truthfully, and very disappointed. Disappointed primarily because of our fans. And, you know, that's my heart, you know, for what we're trying to do. It's hurtful to me that our fans aren't enjoying winning baseball. So what do? Well, we go to work and we simply try to do it better. And I understand that most people in the game today will tell you that a small market team is going to go through these types of setbacks, and you're going to go through a window where you're going to win, and then you're going to take 4 or 5 years and lose the way Houston did, where I think they averaged 106 losses over a four-year period or whatever it was, and then finally they were 500, and then we played them, of course, and then they had a setback, and then they went to the World Series. And most people say that's how you have to do it now. But we're not going to buy into that. I mean, we're going to build this thing once and for all, and then expect to be successful over a 10-15 year period. Not that we'll go to the World Series every year, not that we'll even be in the playoffs every year, but we want to have a chance to win every single year for a 10-15 year period. Again, people say you can't do that in a small market. We're going to work towards that. The next 3-4 years, I understand, you know, they may be a little more challenging, a little tougher. They're going to test our character. They're going to test our will. They're going to test our patience. They're going to test us in a lot of ways. But those are going to be tests that we're going to pass, and we're going to do well at. And then we're going to build this thing the way we want it for a long period of time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.